kaya mag-contact ni Simpson. Ng mga pasyon na pasama. Awang tigat na kasabon na ulbod ni Simpson. Otherwise, Simpson will be charged of perjury. Yan. And otherwise, Miss Clarissa Ocampo will also be charged of perjury. Diba? Yan. Ngayon, sa pwede amin kaya't nagituin na palagi for live interview.
Ercos Media, masumpok dibuto. Ito'y ilukan niya. Ipatapulong mas ko na ang pinaarami sa sarang kabigitin.
Lalaan ka na ganyan, ato na ba?
Nagmaarami tayo kita ang lukulog at pangitang na farm to market road. At numatulungan na kitimang nano.
Lalaan ka na ganyan, ato na ba?
Ipatulog at nalura solar dryers sa nitwang at tindaan.
Lalaan ka na ganyan, ato na ba?
Sa dipensit at himalaan na pinaarami ng senador, Ercos Media.
Ercos Media, intensyonado.
Kaya ko nga panitlikan sa nga sumot, sumotos mo kanya.
Ercos Media,
Santanita, Islo, Roma, Servicio Publico, nagkakaisang tunog para sa iyo. Walang sinisino-sino, walang sinapatakutang sandala ng katotohanan. Pinakikinggan, pinakiniwalaan. Ito ang Bombong Radio Philippines. Sa Radio Bombong.
So we have with us tonight Mr. Bobby Fischer, chess world chess champion. He has interviewed throughout the Cordilleras and regions 1 and 2 through our station manager, Bobo Pablo Mercado. Bobo Pablo, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Melchor. Good evening to all our friends out there. Well, of course, tonight it's Saturday and it is the 28th of April here in the Philippines. We're lucky that tonight we'll be again talking with a good friend. He's become a good friend already for the past several years. Mr. Bobby Fischer, our World Chess Champion. Good morning. Good evening, Bobby, and welcome again to our program.
How are you doing?
Fine, fine. How are you doing?
What is your name?
Melchor, Melchor.
First or last name?
The first name is Sir Melchor.
Oh, Melchor, okay, Melchor.
Right, and good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you.
We were talking about that before we went on the air. You have some things that you would like to discuss with us tonight, especially on the book of Bobby Ang.
Yes, I just want to mention that I have an internet site that I think is reliable. As of now, I believe it's reliable, where you can get all my interviews, all 15.
You said done with you?
We've done, I don't know how many we've done, about 10 or so. All together, I've got 15 interviews, plus this one. This is the 16th
now,
that I started to give in early 1999, mm-hmm. after the United States government expropriated a room full of my cash, valuables, and other belongings at Beacon's Moving Storage
Company,
and simply turned them over to Beacon's with no compensation to me, without my permission. Just outright robbery.
That's right.
So since then I've been giving these interviews, and they're all on this site. Let me mention this site, okay? It's a reliable site. This is http://. /home.att.ne.jp/moon/Fischer, like my name, another forward slash. Why don't you read it one more time, possible?
http://moon/Fischer/. Right.
Right.
That's an email address where they can get.
No, that's where they can go to get all of my interviews and all the documents related to this United States government expropriating all my belongings and turning them over to Beacon's Moving and Storage Company.
Yes, of course.
And also regarding the fact that the U.S. government has an arrest warrant for me, wants to put me in jail for 10 years, etc. All those documents are there, including the genuine copies of the checks I sent to Bob Ellsworth, who was my authorized agent to pay all of my bills at Beacon, that he'd been paying them for years, many years, without any trouble.
Well, before we go further, I just want to know what's the development in that. Who'll say the first night?
There's no development. None of the perpetrators of this crime have said a word.
Nobody?
Nobody. You know, I read in, you know, my Bible is the Secret World Government.
Yeah.
He had also, he wrote a magazine, the same author, Count Chapsmidovich, called The Gentile Review.
Mm-hmm.
And in it he explained that when the Rothschilds, they're the heads of the Jewish World Government, they're the heads of the Jewish World Government.
Yes.
When the Rothschilds and the Jewish World Government perceive that they're being watched, they try to become invisible.
Mm-hmm.
So regarding me, they're trying to become invisible. None of the perpetrators of this robbery are saying a word about it. President Clinton is saying, former President Clinton is saying, not saying a word. The U.S. government is not saying a word. Bob Ellsworth is not saying a word.
What about the new president?
The police department is not saying a word. Beacons is not saying a word. The Rothschilds are not saying a word. Nobody. All that's happening is that the agents of the Rothschilds, who I'm sure own Beacons, he has many secret agents attacking me regarding his robbery and saying that everything I'm saying is lies, basically. But the real actual perpetrators have been totally silent. But they have just hired a band of mouse pieces in magazines and soap and books, whatever, to counterattack. See, well, they're just their secret agents. They're in the pay of the Rothschilds, the Jewish World Government, and the Beacons.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. government, of course, too. So,
And the latest is the...
nothing, guys. And that's enough.
My point is, the latest of these spies are the guy that we're about to talk about.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute, but the point is, another proof that there's a massive conspiracy against me is all of the conspirators of this robbery, all of the perpetrators of this robbery, they're all silent. Now, if they were not all in cahoots, they would break ranks.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said, I don't know what the hell Fisher is saying about Beacons, but me, Bob Ellsworth, I'm completely, this is all nonsense about me. Well, Beacons, I don't know what the hell Fisher is saying about Bob Ellsworth, but we at Beacons are completely innocent, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Or the past media people, we have nothing to do with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the U.S. government would say, we have nothing to do with this, and Clinton, I have nothing to do with this, it's nonsense. All the perpetrators are totally silent. They're all, none of them are breaking ranks.
Not a word from
them. Not a word from any of them. Any of them.
So what does that imply?
That implies that they're in a conspiracy, because otherwise somebody, somewhere, would break ranks and say something.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Bashanian Jr., my friend, Joseph Schultz Jr., my former attorneys,
mm-hmm.
who I also believe are in this robbery. Not a word from them either.
Yeah.
I've said really bad things about them, too. I've said bad things about a lot of people, right?
That should merit reactions.
Yes, but not any reaction from any of the principals, the perpetrators of this mega robbery, which is probably a monetary value, the biggest robbery in the history of the United States.
They're trying to hunt up for that against you then.
Right. This is their strategy. They figure, let's just let it blow over. We won't give Fisher any targets, see? It's just be like punching in the air, nobody's there.
But nobody's going to stop you anyway.
No.
And so
as a matter of fact, that reminds me of what the protocols of the learned elders of Zion teach.
Mm-hmm. What
this is the Jewish, secret Jewish plan for a world takeover.
Mm-hmm.
They say, who or what can fight an invisible force? We Jews are talking about. Who or what can fight? Who can fight an invisible force? Well, that is exactly what we are. See?
Nobody sees them.
Yeah, so they're trying all to become invisible now.
Yes.
So I have no nothing to punch at. You see?
Anyway,
these people are professional conspirators. They've been at this for thousands of years. They're conspiracies take over the world.
You said a lot about that they employ spies and mouthpieces.
Right.
Do you have any proof that this is so?
Well, the proof is just in what you see. You know, his articles, I mean, they're full of lies, and they're all rather consistent in what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Too consistent just to be a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
For example, here's an article. This is in Star Week, the Sunday magazine of the Philippine Star.
Mm-hmm.
April 22nd, 2001. Page 3.
Okay.
Now, this just came out. Yeah. So,
last Sunday.
Yeah. So, I just arrived, you know, a day or two before I said, and then I picked up the paper. This is how I'm greeted with this kind of filth about me. I'm just, you know, these Jews, they really know how to hurt a guy. Listen to this, okay. This is an article about a woman called Odette. Alcantara. And yeah, that's, I think it's about her. Odette Alcantara.
Yes.
And it was written by Vanny
De Siqueira.
All
right.
And this is the cover story, actually, of the of this Star Week. And, well, let me just read this one part here.
Okay.
She admires the Polgar sisters. Hungarian prodigies who are capable of defeating most male grandmasters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nothing bad about them, right? Because they're Jewish, the Polgar sisters, right? Okay. She possesses a cherished photograph of herself standing beside former world champion Anatoly Karpov. It's a lie. Karpov was never the world champion. He's a crook. He prearranged all his matches. So, starting with his so-called title match in the Philippines against Korchnoi in Baguio, right here in Baguio. Totally prearranged move by move. He's a gangster. Okay. And usually, our Russian looks unusually cheerful. She has also met her idol, Bobby Fischer, the truculent genius tormented by an acute persecution complex. Let me read that all again. She has also met her idol, Bobby Fischer, the truculent genius tormented by an acute persecution complex. Nobody's persecuting me, right?
Nobody.
Nobody. But I just have a persecution complex, right? This, the arrest warrant I'm going to put me in prison for 10 years
mm-hmm.
is just, it's just paranoia on my part, right?
Well, that, there's a lot of...
Yeah, I have the documents right here. But he said I have a persecution. And plus, stealing everything I've worked for all my life in the United States and world jewelry. And he, you know, she causes an acute persecution complex. And then quote, she's quoting this Odette Alcantara. Isn't the title of this article, isn't it? Basura Buster.
Means
garbage buster.
Yes.
So I presumably, like you remember there was this Ghostbusters, right?
Yes.
So basura buster. I guess I'm the basura, right? Basura buster. Yeah. These shoes don't miss a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get back to it. Here's what she says. Oh, Fisher was creative. Was creative, not anymore, right? Fischer was creative. He would have, in the past, right, defeated Kasparov, who was more scientific. I read Fischer through the Eugene Tour. He was unique and knew it, so this is, I don't say she even said this, but the article is trying to make it sound like I'm a Lothar has been, right? Okay. She says, casting a positive spin on Fischer's legendary ruddiness. It's just vicious. Let me just read that part again in total about me so people can get the full picture, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it right to the end. She has also met her idol, Bobby Fischer, the truculent genius tormented by an acute persecution complex. Quote, Fischer was creative. He would have defeated Kasparov, who was more scientific. I met Fischer through Eugene Torrey. He was unique and he knew it, unquote. She says, casting a positive spin on Fischer's legendary nuttiness. So, very nasty.
Okay.
Would you agree with that sentence that he would have defeated Kasparov, who is more scientific?
Would it? Well, you know, I'm not a real chess
player. Oh, yeah.
But speaking of Kasparov, that's an interesting... You know, he's supposed to be... the greatest thing that's ever happened in chess or to the world, right? A super genius, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have a very interesting document here. You know, when he plays simultaneous games,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. 20 board simultaneous matches.
Yeah, I heard about that.
you have to be under 1900 to play it.
What's under 1900? What's that?
Well, see, Kasparov is supposedly, I don't know, 2800 something points.
That's whatever. Rating, yes?
I have a rating system, low rating system. My rating was like 2780, and it supposedly Kasparov is higher than mine, but don't forget, he prearranges most of his games. But this is an interesting letter here. I want to read this regarding Kasparov, this great scientific genius here, whatever she said about him. It says, this is from Masters International, Friday, 20th March, 1998. This is to, I won't say the name, this is a certain chess association. I have the letter, you can see it. I can back up this letter. If I have to, I'll show the whole letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear Sosa, thank you for your facts of March 17th. The fee for a simul is $30,000, and the fee for a team match is $45,000. If the two are packaged in the same time period within 1 week, then the fee drops from $75,000 to $60,000. The final is for a maximum of 20 boards, with players of 1900 rating and below. Nobody over 1900 is allowed to play these 20 board simuls against Kasparov.
Why would we do that? He's supposed to have...
When I play, I took on all comers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing more than 20 boards. I was playing back in the 60s. I was playing as high as 60 boards.
60
boards, yeah. And anybody could just come. Now, but this great Kasparov, you have to be under 1900 or under. In other words, it is a fun event for amateurs to try their luck against the world champion and highest rated player ever. Mm-hmm. This word ever is in double, capital, bold type, and underlined.
Mm-hmm.
The team match is against a national team of 4 to 6 of the best against the country.
Yeah,
players. In addition to the fee, Gary receives 3 first class airfares plus 4 accommodation and local transportation for free. A usual trip comprising a match and a simul looks like the schedule attached. Looking forward to hearing from you. Yours sincerely, Owen Williams, PG. This is from an organization called Masters International Inc., 249 Peruvian Avenue, Suite F4, Palm Beach, Florida 33480, USA. And then in the back, here's a potential schedule from National International. Monday, fly Moscow to this certain city. I want to
see.
Tuesday, rest day and press conference. Wednesday, preparation day. Thursday, preparation day. Friday, team match versus this country's Olympic team of 4 to 6 players. Saturday, rest day. Sunday, amateur simul, 20 boards with players rated 1900 or less. Monday, departure. Thank God. I read my chess magazines. I hear all the gossip. I never heard this. Who or what is keeping this secret? Why am I the only guy who's exposed? Why hasn't this stuff ever been published? So not only do the Jews spread lies, but they can censor things when they want to, too, right? This is incredible. The censors are doing this. I think the public would be very interested in this.
That's right. Okay. And considering that it's a country too far away from the... From Israel or whatever, and they can still control, you know.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's very funny. This, I don't know which country. This is a very weak chess country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean that's really pitiful to say they have to be. We should just take anybody from that country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, now I want to get into something. No doubt the Jews will scream I'm being ungrateful because he put my interviews on the internet. But I tell it like it is, you know, I don't pull my punches. This has to do with a certain Bobby Arndt.
I remember that name. You used to put on your interviews with his website, isn't that?
Yes, yes. I think he was even on with you one time,
yes.
Telephone.
Yes,
no?
Yes. When we were interviewing you through the telephone, and they were here.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that guy, and I used to also visit his website.
Yeah.
And just look into our previous interviews.
So you won't believe the stuff I have on this arm. you won't believe it, but he is falsifying documents. My documents are on his website.
Right.
Why? Obviously, he's working for the Jews. Obviously, he's a CIA rat working for the Jews.
Really?
Yes.
I never thought it would be that way. I mean,
that's the way it is.
Oh. And this guy has even written a new book.
Yeah.
Okay,
now, here we go. One of the chapters, well, he's got about, see how many pages are me in this book. This is a new book from Inside Philippine Chess by Bobby Ong. And it just came out.